At the top of the news this Monday morning, the Islamic Boko Haram group has claimed responsibility for a pair of deadly attacks in Nigeria yesterday. Charles Collins reports.
A suicide car bomber blew himself up outside a church in the central Nigerian city of Jos, while gunmen attacked another church in the nation's northeast, killing at least six people and wounding dozens of others in the latest attacks targeting Christian worshippers. In Jos, which sits on the dividing line between Nigeria's largely Muslim north and Christian south, the suicide car bomber drove toward the compound of the Christ Chosen Church of God and blew himself up nearby, killing four people in the bomber and wounding more than 40 others, many of them critically. Outside of the church, the shockwave from the blast brought down a portion of the building, causing injuries inside. Angry youths later surrounded the area, striking back against Muslims in retaliatory violence. The Archbishop of Jos, Paul Kaigama, said that Boko Haram and similar groups are not interested in dialogue.
These attackers are evil. These attackers have no human feeling. They kill, they destroy, they spill blood, they burn. And they are not normal human beings you can dialogue with. So it's very disturbing.
Archbishop Kaigama said Catholics will continue to practice their faith.
We continue to pray, and we know at the right time God's intervention will prevail. Our people are discouraged and afraid. We try our best to be security conscious as Christians. We go to church. There's still a lot of activities going on in the churches, except there is palpable fear. People are afraid, certainly, but that is not enough to discourage them from the practice of their faith.
Churches across the country are now receiving additional military and police protection, although this has done little to stem the attacks. I'm Charles Collins.